Russia's foreign ministry has issued a strong statement against a reported Israeli attack against targets in Syria. Christopher Wells has more.
Russia said on Thursday it was very concerned about reports of an Israeli air attack deep inside Syria near Damascus, and that any such action, if confirmed, would amount to unacceptable military interference in the war-ravaged country. The situation in Syria is unclear, however, as Syrian rebels said their forces had attacked the site. Russia has been trying to shield Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from international pressure to end the ongoing civil war. Earlier this week, the joint UN League of Arab States Special Representative for Syria called on members of the UN Security Council, especially Russia and the United States, to speak with one voice. He said he believes that the Geneva Agreement worked out by his predecessor Kofi Annan was and still is a very good basis for a political solution in Syria.
It has been interpreted in different ways by the people who have signed it, and in particular the five permanent members of the Security Council. So what I have been trying to do is to see if the P5, starting with Russia and the United States, could come to an agreement and to a common understanding of what Geneva meant, so that we can then take it as an international agreement, resolution of Security Council or something like that, to be implemented through negotiations between the two parties.
I'm Christopher Wells.